Are the spies a little too hack-happy? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. This whole debate over who may or may not have wiretapped Donald Trump is another reminder of just how hackable all our communications are these days. But what nobody's asking is the really important question. Is this hacking making us any safer?
I don't think so. I mean, I think the United States has wasted a huge amount of money. We could cut our intelligence budget drastically.
I talk with Tim Shorrock, who writes on national security for the Washington Post. He says spy agencies keep hiring all these private contractors to design fancy snooping systems, and it's backfired.
Over the last 4 years, there's been five rather spectacular leaks that were caused by contractors, including the Edward Snowden leaks.
And our enemies seem to be on to us anyway.
A couple of weeks ago, there was a big story in the New York Times about how the United States has been hacking into North Korea and trying to screw up the way that they launch missiles. Well, you know, a couple days ago, they fired four more missiles.
Right. He says we're trapped in the old military-industrial complex where former intelligence officials set up private companies.
And so there's this revolving, almost a spinning door between them.
And they're able to tempt the government with the latest technology, like hijacking your smartphone or your smart TV or... what was it Kellyanne Conway mentioned?
And microwaves that turn into cameras, etc.
Yeah. Actually, that appears to be the one thing they can't do yet. But you might want to watch what you say around the leftovers, just in case. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.